And I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Calvin. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Maddie. Well, I have two children's sermons this morning. One of them is for all of you here. And then after we finish this one, and when Kate and Cameron and maybe Maddie go to play together, if Sawyer and Calvin, if you'll hang out for a little bit, I've got another one to do. Does anybody know what this is? A question mark. Have you ever seen one of these, Cameron? Have you seen one? What does a question mark mean? What's in the story? What's next? It asks us a question, right? There are different sentences, and sometimes if it ends in a period, we are just saying something. But if it ends in a question mark, we're asking something. Well, one of the really neat things about being Lutheran is that we love to ask questions, especially about God and about our faith. In fact, one of Martin Luther's very favorite questions is, what does this mean? It's all over some of his writings, and especially in the Small Catechism, which is a really important piece of our Lutheran history and understanding of who God is. Every time Luther talks about something in the Small Catechism, he says, well, what does this mean? So when we read one of the Ten Commandments, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul and your mind and your strength. What does that mean? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. What does that mean? He asks questions about communion and baptism. What does it mean? And so what I want to let you know and remind you of, and I'll keep reminding you of this, God loves it when we ask questions. Part of what it means to be baptized is that we spend our whole lives growing more and more into our faith and more into Jesus. And that means also that we learn more about God. We're called to learn more about God our whole lives long. And one of the ways that we do that is by asking, what does this mean? So when we're singing a hymn and there's a word or a phrase that we may not understand, what does this mean? When we're reading our Bible, what does it mean? There are all kinds of questions that we can have. And God loves it when we ask questions. So I hope that you know that you can ask questions. You can come to me, you can ask your parents, but questions are awesome. So does anybody have a question about God this morning they might want to ask? Calvin, what's your question? Well, that's a really big question. So Calvin says, basically, the Bible is so old. How did it come together? And how do we know that it's God's word for us and not just words by humans? It is confusing. You know what? It's confusing for grown-ups, too. So long before the Bible was ever written down, God's people told stories about how they experienced God verbally with words, and they sang lots of songs. In fact, the book of Psalms, we don't know the melodies that they were sung to, but the book of Psalms all had melodies, and they were sung by God's people over and over again. And here's how I think about that. Yes, the Bible was written by humans, and yes, they wore their human lenses and their wherever they were living in, whatever they were experiencing, whatever cultures they were living in, they wore those lenses when they wrote it. But we have the gift of the Holy Spirit when we read the Bible, because the Holy Spirit is within us. When we're baptized, we're sealed with the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit helps us understand God's word in the original context that it was written, hopefully, so that we can understand it for us and for our times. And so the Bible is different than any other book because it's not just words on a page. When we read the Bible, the Holy Spirit is with us, helping us to understand what God wants us to know from those particular passages. That's a really simple answer, and I have a lot more things to say about that, but let's talk about it sometime. Well, let's pray. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. Thank you for our hearts and our minds. And for our bodies. Help us to love you with our bodies and our hearts and our minds. Remind us it's okay to ask questions. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You guys want to go play for a little bit and come back for communion?